Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A crash of two motorcycles killed a man and seriously injured a second on the Kenai Peninsula. Alaska State Troopers say 62-year-old Thomas Salmon and 47-year-old Jason McWilliams of Soldotna were driving motorcycles Tuesday night on the Sterling Highway. Their bikes left the roadway on a curve south of Kasilof. Salmon died at the scene and McWilliams suffered life-threatening injuries. Two people have been killed in a single car accident in Wrangell. Wrangell police say Rainey Doak and her daughter Stacy did not survive after their car fell into an embankment near the bridge by Pat's Lake. The two surviving passengers, Doak's daughters Kaylee and Renee, have been medevac for treatment. Police are still investigating the scene, but they say accelerated driving is likely a factor. Could Alaska tax its legal marijuana industry based on the ingredient that produces the high? One idea of a tax based on THC content was mentioned briefly during today's Marijuana Control Board meeting. Board Director Erica McConnell said she heard about the concept at a conference and asked members for their thoughts. She received mixed responses, and the discussion of the idea essentially ended there. The tussle over a downtown Juneau intersection continues. Unknown persons continue to paint a crosswalk rainbow colors, and now the city has installed cameras to deter the practice. Jacob Resnick has more.
It's a mystery. The crosswalk at the intersection of 7th and Gold Streets keeps being repainted in rainbow colors. City Engineering Director Mike Vigue said it's unclear if
someone's trying to make a statement, whether a social statement or a political statement, or if it's vandalism. I mean, I think the street crew views it as vandalism because just like graffiti, someone paints graffiti, they have to go clean it up.
Street crews repainted the crosswalk four times last year.
And so last year they put the camera up and the painting stopped. And when they took the camera down, my understanding is that after they took the camera down, someone painted it again.
Repainting costs about $300 each time. This spring, the unknown painters struck again. The Regulation White crosswalk was rainbowified, and this month the cameras went back up. They're motion sensitive and take digital stills.
That story produced by Jacob Resnick. In other news, a city council meeting in Homer, where the mayor had planned to recognize LGBTQ Pride Month, was canceled after council members failed to show up. Homer News reports Mayor Brian Zack had planned to read a mayoral recognition in support of Pride celebrations in June, but the city council meeting was canceled Monday because of a lack of quorum. The city had received numerous emails supporting and opposing the recognition after it was proposed. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain for tonight. Low temperature about 50 degrees. Rain likely for tomorrow and cloudy skies tomorrow night. Partly sunny skies in the forecast for Friday. Temperatures between 50 and 60 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.